To Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
Kevin.
This week, we're going over our favorite top 5 candies that we received at Halloween. This may be a standard list for some. It could be pretty wild. I mean, I think we got some wild cards in here. I think Doug's, he probably just has a lot of nothing. It's like baseball cards, pennies, stuff like that. We'll see. But we'll start with him. Doug, what's your number five?
My number five are peanut M&Ms. You get those little fun size packs of the, like, cause I like M&Ms also, but like peanut M&Ms specifically. Yes, please. So those are, and yeah, these also, I'm going to say, like, now as an adult, these are the candies that either I go buy for myself and or I steal from my son.
Yeah, yep. It is a rite of passage to steal candy from your kids when they go trick-or-treating.
Yep. So. You take your parent tax.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. That's right.
House fee.
Fucking Kev. Yep.
Like, he fucking knows. He's like, well, I take my dog's treats all the time.
When he hands out candy, everyone comes over, or like the kids come up, and he's like, all right, dump out your thing. Okay, I gotta take out the 5% Kevin WK tax. So he takes out 5% of their candy and then gives them one of whatever he's giving away.
See, what we do is we buy the full candy bars and we put them through like an RNG game. So it's like they have to bet some of their candy. So we end up coming away with more candy than we started with.
That's not a bad idea, though. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, here's your fucking trick, motherfucker.
I should do that. I should put a bucket at the end of the driveway of, like, deposit 2 pieces of candy to receive 1 full candy bar.
What is this sorcery?
Okay, I'll go next because mine is also M&M's at number 5. I didn't put like a peanut or whatnot. I like them all, but I don't think that I liked the peanut M&M's when I was younger. I love them now, especially almond M&M's. Those are bomb. But yeah, regular M&M's or peanut M&M's, whenever I got those were pretty dope. So that's my number 5. Kev?
Nice. My number 5 is a popular one amongst the peanut butter platoon, and that is Butterfinger. I love me some Butterfinger. Mm-hmm. Even though it's kind of a weird texture because of the whole, like, it's like a, not a wafer, but the way, was it like a nougat or something like that? The way it's like, well, the it's crunch of it.
Nougat.
But it kind of sticks to your teeth. Like it kind of sucks
to the top of your mouth too.
Yeah. But it's so good, and I love peanut butter. So that one, and they always give you those little tiny amounts. So it's like, I love it in that little, I don't know if I could eat a full like Butterfinger, but like those little tiny like snack amounts, perfect.
Awesome. Doug, what's your number 4?
My number 4 is Nerds.
I forgot about Nerds. How did I forget?
I don't know, but the little boxes that you get for like, the party treat, you know, whatever, the ones that they, the little party size ones, whatever they're called, that they give essentially for Halloween, are perfect. They're like little shot glasses of Nerds. You just dunk them back. They're the perfect amount. I love them. I will go buy like bags of, I even have a bag next to me. That one, the Wonka.
Ones. Yep.
Yeah. It has like all my favorite candy, but yeah, it comes with they're all gone.
They're all gone.
The nerds are all gone. Cause those go pretty quick.
Yep. I have changed my list to accommodate Nerds, and that's also my number 4. NECA wafers. Right. NECA wafers are out of here.
Yeah, get out of here, you gross ass boy playing 1920s piece of shit candy.
Whoa, wow. What did NECA ever do to you?
Just the shittiest candy. Also, all of them were made in 1920 and they've just been recycling that same old batch out every fucking year. Nothing's changed.
They are the fantastic. I love those things. But Nerds definitely beats it out. I forgot about Nerds. And I'm the glad
1920s
that you...
when like white people couldn't handle flavor in anything, and so it's
there's a hint of vanilla in there.
There's a hint of sugar in that, in that chalk disc.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, all right, Nerds. King Kev.
My number four, NECA wafers. they are not. They are Hershey bars in any form. The almonds or with almonds, without. I will eat it and I will yum it up. Man, I love Hershey. Like the chocolate they do is good chocolate.
It is not chocolate though. Just to clarify, it's not. Yeah, qualified
it's like
as chocolate
flavored.
It's not. God. It can't in the UK they can't call a Hershey's chocolate because of the fact that it's not comprised of any chocolate or some shit.
Yeah, it doesn't have enough actual chocolate in
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Funny. Whatever they're like the Coca-Cola of Hershey's where they got or the Coca-Cola of like chocolate where they have their own like unique flavor to them. And yeah, like I love breaking off like three at a time or whatever, going like row by row and just kind of snacking on them.
I love that too.
Hey, so I looked up NECA wafers because I was very curious about when they started. So 1847. So like I said, when white people didn't know flavor, I mean, we still don't arguably, but then they were discontinued in 2018, which makes sense because that means the supply chain ran out finally. They finally went through all the ones that they stopped making in 1920. But they were reintroduced in 2020 because they were finally able to put out production again.
Wow.
Oh, where do I get some of these?
Yeah, so you might actually be able to go find a fresh batch and maybe they actually put sugar in them this time. Because, you know, the war's over. So they finally can use sugar.
There's many wars that have started and ended since then.
Yeah, but they were ended production or they made that last batch in 1920, right after, you know, World War One when they were rationing. So,
man.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. Ready? Uh-huh. From the time of their creation, NECA wafers have been enjoyed all over the world, quite literally. They were carried by soldiers during the Civil War. explorer Donald McMillan took NECA wafers on his Arctic exploration, sharing them with Eskimo children.
God.
In World War II... the U.S. government requisitioned a major portion of production of NECA wafers. Candy was perfect for shipping to troops overseas since it didn't melt and it was very portable.
Yeah, shelf life is 100 years. So.
Yeah, it was the Twinkies of the Great Depression.
Fuck you, Doug. God. Hey, you can get 3 pounds of these
for 99 cents.
Amazon sells them. It's $27 for a pack of 24.
Wow.
Pack of six is $9. I'm going to buy these motherfuckers right here. Add to cart.
Oh, same day shipping.
Yeah, we're going to get it tomorrow.
Somebody in a horse and buggy are going to pull up and deliver it.
Fuck, I forgot what number we're on. I think three.
Doug Wells Fargo here with your express package.
Yeah.
Doug, what's
this? This is how the South lives.
What's your number three candy?
My number three candy are Smarties. Also...
hey, distant cousins.
The cousin to NECA wafers.
Somebody was like, hey, Necco wafers are amazing. What if we just slightly tweak it, make them a little bit thinner, I mean a little bit thicker, and add sugar, and then Smarties yeah. were born.
Well, yeah. See, and these were introduced in 1937, so it was right after they stopped making the first last batch of Necco wafers, and people were like, I need something like that, but with actual fucking sugar in it. And so then they started making Smarties.
Oh, shit.
That's it.
My number three is going to be Swedish Fish. You get those little portable, it has like four or five fish in it. It's not a lot, but it's enough to make you want more. And I would dig for those. Gimme. So I love me some Swedish Fish. And I'm not even like, a lot of people are like, oh, the red ones are the only good ones. Fuck that noise. All of them have a distinct flavor. They're all wonderful. Kevin doesn't even know that there's an assorted flavor.
I did not know. I only knew of the red ones.
Get the fuck out of town.
When did the other one? No, I swear to God. When did the other ones get a? When did the other ones get made? Were they always?
They've always been an assorted, and then the red one just became the most popular, and so the red ones get sold separately.
Huh.
So
interesting, because that's the only one I've ever tasted, and it tastes like eating shampoo, but in a good way. Like it's very aromatic.
It's aromatic. I've never heard someone say that.
I'm surprised candy. You know that word. You've been watching fucking Food Network this weekend. What's going on, bud?
I don't need to give my sources away.
Fucking Swedish Fish.
Trent Grimm.
That's what they need on the goddamn front now. Swedish Fish. Aromatic.
Like shampoo. Like
shampoo. Right, though? I mean, it's got like a such a, like a, like, like a perfumey taste to it. Like, I don't know, at least to me, like maybe it's like the different flavors. You know how some people taste, what is that leaf differently?
Oh yeah. They put cilantro in it. That way you get a nice soapy taste out of your fucking Swedish Fish.
That's one of the other flavors. That's the green fish.
Oh my God. Aromatic. Kev, what's your number three?
I know, Chicago Education.
All right, so my number two.
Kev, you didn't go.
I didn't go number three. Okay, mine is Kit Kat.
Sorry, I forgot. I thought you were talking about the Swedish Fish still. I thought that was Jer's, not yours.
Oh. Kit Kat. And especially when you get them like in the snack packs, it's just one bar. They'll just get that really easy to work through. I mean, it's a chocolate wafer, but I mean, it's very tasty. And they've got one of the catchiest theme songs.
Kit Kat, get your Kit Kat.
That's exactly what it is. We just don't want to sing it because we don't want to get sued.
Kit Kat would have made my list if that wasn't my mother's favorite candy. And she stole it from both of our bags every goddamn year.
Parent tax.
The parent tax was Kit Kats for her. So, Doug, what's your number two?
My number two is anything like Reese's.
Get the fuck out of here. That's my number two.
Yeah, because I was like, I can't even like say like, oh, it's peanut butter cups or Reese's Pieces. Reese's Pieces. It's all of it.
I love me some peanut butter cups. Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, good shit.
Same. Kev?
Nestle Crunch. Nestle Crunch is
I forgot about those.
Those are great, and I love that crunch. Like it was like they just threw in some nerds, like chocolatey nerds, into like the into the batter.
Do you not know how this works? That's like, it's rice.
I know. Well, yeah, okay. It's the, what was it, the Rice Krispies rice?
No, it's just, it's called rice, but it's not like rice. It's a weird thing, but it's not fucking nerds.
Did I say nerds? I meant Pop Rocks, but either way. I'm just popping them at this point. Yeah, no, either way, I love it. I love the crunch, and yeah, Nestle Crunches are aromatic. Every once in a while. Like, they just hit.
All right. Yeah, I like those. I forgot about those completely. I don't know why. Doug, what's your number one?
My number one is, it's kind of a tie, because I like, what I do is I'll open both of these and I'll just mix them up because it makes a nice treat. And that's Sweet Tarts and Spree, because they're kind of like the same like flavor profile, but you get some that are a little tart and then you get some that are just sweet.
Okay, awesome. I see what's going on here. I see what's happening. You have resentment towards Necco wafers because of the fact that all of your favorite treats are stem from this one candy. If it wasn't for the Necco wafers,
the recipe has been the same since 1847. They have not like progressed with time and people's taste buds and our necessity for sugar, and how sugar has taken over the U.S. markets and foods and things for children. And they kind of stayed at their bland ass self. But then these other ones said, "Hey, cool idea, bud." And then they just like amped it up.
You know what?
To cavity inducing levels.
Necco wafers. Necco wafers walked so your candies could run.
That's fine.
There goes our Necco wafer sponsorship.
Okay. My number one was Kevin's number five, which is Butterfinger. That was my favorite candy to get. And I can tell you right now, Kev, I can't do a full bar. Back when I was a kid, I could do a full bar and be like, yeah, this is amazing. I get one bite of that motherfucker and I'm like, nope, let's roll that back up as an adult. But as a kid, was my favorite candy bar. Absolutely favorite. But definitely this nowadays does not taste the same. And it's too mucky on the mouth. So I'm like, meh. But every once in a while I go back and nostalgia will make me buy one and then I'll go. And it was my favorite too, because it was so heavily advertised by fucking Bart Simpson. So that's my number one. Kev, what's your number one?
Nice. Mine is Doug's number two, and that's Reese's Cups. Well, Reese's in general.
Was also my number two, Kev, but thank you for throwing my name in there as well.
Well, you guys, it was your number twos. your poops is my number one, and I love it. I love Reese's. Everything they do is beautiful. I don't know what it is with their peanut butter and their chocolate combination, but it is just the taste of heaven, and I love it. And I love to get it in my Halloween bag, especially when you get the random ones like the pumpkin-shaped Reese's Cups and stuff like that. This year, I haven't seen them in the wild, but I've seen pictures of them. They made one with potato chips in there. Now, it's one of those Reese's big cups, and it's got potato chips in there. I need to find these. I know they make pretzel ones like that, but I need to find the potato chip ones.
You ever hear the story about how Reese's started?
It was a car accident with one guy holding out peanut butter and the other guy holding out chocolate.
Well, very close. It was actually a, if I get this right, somebody will have to fact check me, but I think this is the right way. So he was working for Hershey's, right? And it was just a guy who was working in the factory, and he came up with an idea for a candy, and Hershey's was like, absolutely not. Nobody wants to eat that. And so he went and actually, this is a very short version. He actually went and started his own factory and created the Reese's peanut butter cups. And then Hershey's was like, holy shit, like this, I can't believe. And then they bought them. And then he bought them. So that's a very abridged version. So that's it.
Oh, fuck. Those are actually good. People actually like these. Oh, we fucked up. Now we own it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine.
All right. That is our show for this week. Stay tuned. Top 5 Tuesday for this week. Tomorrow we got What's Up Wednesday. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff we're going to get into, and it will blow your mind. You won't believe what we do for number five. Stay tuned. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
Kevin.